You want to start?
Sure. Good morning, everyone. Whoops,
That's me.
someone
Yeah.
needs to mute. Are we
Sorry.
ready yet? No, someone hasn't muted.
Sorry.
Okay, I guess we're ready now. Good morning again. Thank you for being here. This is a joint meeting of the Kensington Police Protection Community Service District Board and the Kensington Fire Protection Board. My name's Dave Spath. I'm the president of the KPPCSD, better known as the Police District. This is President Daniel Levine, who's the president of the Kensington Fire Protection District, better known as the Fire District. So could we have the roll call, please?
Director Levine?
Here.
Director Madugo?
Here.
Director Artis?
Here.
Director Watt?
Here.
Director Paul?
Here.
Director Duggan?
Here.
Director Hasai?
Here.
Director Gaw?
Here.
Director Spath?
Here.
And Director Aquino Feek is not here.
Thank you. We're going to be taking comments later from the public. So when you do make comments, make them to the board, not to the staff or to the audience, please. I'd just like to give a little background as to why we're here today. For those of you who haven't been following this process for the past year, we undertook a rather long discussion amongst the board members and the two boards about whether we wanted to move forward with creating a single entity to provide services in Kensington. After some discussion and having a physical analysis done to see if that process would result in a entity that was financially viable and would possibly even save money, we came to the conclusion that yes, it would. And both boards have voted to move forward with reorganizing into a single entity. Now, that means that because the police district, which is governed by what is called the Community Service District Law, can provide a myriad of different services, including police and fire, as well as others, while the fire district can only provide fire service. So we've decided that we would reorganize by dissolving the fire district and bringing the fire service provisions into the community service district, better known obviously as the police district. And so that's where we are right now. To make that happen, however, that reorganization happen, we have to apply to the local agency formation commission in Contra Costa County, who has the authority to approve that reorganization. That's better known as LAFCO, the acronym. And LAFCO was created by the legislature in the early 2000s to create better governance at the local level, more efficient governance. And so that's their purpose here. And as you can see by the, excuse me, by the different documents that we have put forth a proposal that we think would meet the provisions of better and more efficient government and provision of services in Kensington equal to or better than what you have right now. And so with that background, I'd like to start with the first point of discussion, which is changing the name of the Kensington Police Protection and Community Service District, which is a mouthful to begin with. And if we add fire service to that, probably would be beyond what anyone would want to try to create an acronym for. And so the Police District Board has the authority to change the name from the Kensington Police Protection Community Service District to simply the Kensington Community Service District, which would better represent the services that would be provided with a reorganized entity. So as you can see, as agenda item three, we have a short resolution that would change the name to the Kensington Community Service District. That would be voted on March 13th at our regular meeting. So I guess I will turn to anyone on our side if you have any comments or thoughts about that at all. And Sarah?
Thank you, President Spath, and for all of you attending. I think this is a no-brainer. I think Kensington is kind of a mouthful anyway, so it makes sense. It's the only name that's really ever made sense, and maybe even will assuage fears a little bit or concerns about the KP or sort of misunderstanding around the KPPCSD sort of acquiring, taking over, dissolve. You know, it's becoming something else, something better, and so it should be rightfully the name should be changed. Thank you.
Any other thoughts? Anyone from Fireboy?
I like the shorter name.
I think we all agreed with that early on. Yeah.
I initially had hoped we could put the words public safety in our name, but I don't, and it doesn't mean we can't change later on as well. And I don't, what I think the issue is that there is no such thing as a public safety district. There are such things in statute as fire protection districts, police protection districts, community services districts, water districts. There are certain kind that are enumerated. So I think that was one reason we couldn't do that. And I know that one reason the KPPCSD acquired the words police protection in their name related to funding issues and not being considered for grants. I think there are a couple of elements to that. One is that when entities are specified as being eligible for grants, community services districts, or rather special districts, need to be included. And that was a mistake that had been made, you know, several decades ago. And I think that the CSDA, which is our community, our special district association, and legislators are more aware of that now. So I'm less concerned that by being called a community services district, we will be considered ineligible. It was less about the name and potentially more about the legal entity. And to the extent that the name is a difficulty in receiving grants, we can address that, because I know that was a concern. And that was one reason why the name had been changed many years ago. But we are aware of that and we'll be monitoring that.
Let me just add, in code, there are a couple sections where we are listed as the Police Protection Community Service District. And we've had discussions with the CSDA, the Special Districts Association. And it'd probably be very easy to change the name in statute through an omnibus bill that the legislature would be dealing with towards the end of their session. So we're aware of that situation, and hopefully we would change the name this year. So anyone in the audience? You want to give your name? You're going to have to come up. Yeah, turn it on and bring it up close, Gail.
Gail Feldman. There it is. Hi. Well, I first just want to thank all of the board members who have worked to move this process forward. I know some of you think it's taken a long time, like maybe a couple of years or 8 years. For me, it's been 30 years that I've been advocating for this. So thank you so much. But I do want to just comment on the name. I actually do have strong feelings that I believe it would be important to include within the title of the new community service district something in regards to public safety, whether it's public safety, public protection. Ideally, I'd like fire and police, just to be very clear. And my reasons are partly, as Sylvia addressed, in the past, we have lost opportunities for state-funded grants and allocations. It was an oversight, for sure, on part of the CSD or legislatures out there. But I do believe that it's important to state the specific reasons why this district was formed. And originally, the two districts were formed. Subsequently, we've added additional services. However, I do believe that over 90% of the budget and expenses are directed towards public safety. I believe the community is very concerned, especially now after the LA fires, about ensuring that this district has a strong focus on fire protection. So again, that's my opinion. I'm not wedded to any of the names, but I feel like just Kensington Community Service District doesn't really explain what we're about and the services that are provided to this community. Thank you.
Thank you, Gail. Linda?
See you all here. Do we need this mic? Okay.
Please. Well, you can push the thing forward.
Not that I couldn't, but this makes me feel a little bit like a lounge singer. Okay. Mike, this is Take Me to Shangri-La. Oh, I have to go closer? Oh, I can see myself, or at least the back of myself. Thank you all. This is a long time coming. Like Gail, I've been advocating for this forever. I've lived here for going on now 48 years, and I think it's wonderful. I do think it's important. I agree with Gail about the public service aspect and the allocation of the budget towards public safety. However, there is no such entity, and because of that, I agree with you entirely. I used to joke that if you could say the whole name, the KPPCSD, Kensington Police Protection and Community Services District, you could get elected. And I did. I was on this board. I advocated for it at that time. And thank you very much for thinking of this. It's the important part for the public to know is if and when the consolidation, and I hope it's sooner rather than later, comes about, no services that are currently being given by both of the districts are going to be lost. None. In addition, that for many years, Luann Teixeira, the LAFCO administrator, and in the municipal service reviews that are extant, it has been recommended that we consolidate. So thank you very much for changing the name. Thank you for being here, and I hope to be here on the 13th.
Thank you very much, Linda. I should note that Luann Teixeira, who is the executive director of Contra Costa County LAFCO, is online as well. I appreciate her being here. Any other? You go ahead. Well, any other comments? Anyone online who has a comment? Seeing you can.
Yeah.
Okay. You had a comment, Cass?
I'd just like to say it's exciting to see all of you here. Thanks for coming. And a huge thanks to Gail Feldman, who in the past, you know, really advocated for this idea, which is where I heard of it. Thank you to Linnea Du, editor of The Outlook, who published articles about it, making it, you know, something that we all understood and knew about. Thank you to Linda. And I guess I do like the shorter name just because it's, you know, it's simpler and it's the only district that Kensington will have, you know, buck stops here.
Also for reference, there are at least three other CSDs in the state of California that provide police protection services analogous to what we have in Kensington, and none of them have police in the name.
Any other thoughts? Okay, well, I guess we're comfortable in voting on that in our March 13th meeting. I'm gonna turn the rest of the meeting over, actually, to Daniel here, who's gonna take us through item 4 on the agenda, which is a myriad of documents are required for bringing it to LAFCO and making it happen.
Okay. One sec, Dave, sorry. I was slow on the draw. The idea that we can't have a name reflecting public safety and be a community, a CSD, perhaps challenge that, whether it's truly statutory, that we cannot, or it's conventional that we must. Just because I share the idea that putting public safety in a name is kind of the ethos of this district. And so I was sitting here reflecting on whether or not that's actually impossible or just unusual.
No, I don't think it's impossible. I mean, we could probably call ourselves whatever we wanted in terms of the services we provide, or at least reflecting that.
The only statutory requirement about the name is that it contain CSD.
Right. That was my thought. So for me, the KPS CSD rolls right off the lips, and the Kensington Public Safety and Community Services District would be an awesome thing. I would lose no sleep over that extra two letters, but I think it would say something about what this district should be about. So I just felt obligated to make the comment at the end there on reflection.
Well, yeah.
I would agree, because we've done KPPCSD for so long, it really rolls off my tongue, KPSCSD, whatever, I could do it. I think we should ask, perhaps Luann may be able to illuminate that for us, or we should find out whether statutorily, I thought it was because there is no defined entity that is sort of a public safety district. So maybe we could find that out and continue discussing it. And it always could be changed again, because I was wrong. I thought the police protection district started out as the Kensington Community Services District and added police protection. So again, we could do that down the road.
You're correct on that. We started out as a community service district in name, and then was voted. Actually, it was voted by the public to go to add the police protection to the name. However, statute says that the board can change the name by a vote. Yes, Sarah?
I hear all of the points and concerns. I guess one thing that I would really like to emphasize is that due to the confusion of, you know, the two boards and then all the letters and all the things, it really is a barrier to public involvement in transparency and communication. People are so confused by our structure. We now are taking this opportunity to simplify it all. Why not simplify the name? Community services, it's your one-stop shop for your local government. And it's clear, you have one meeting, you have one clear name, it's all in the branding and communication to the public. And we wanna enhance, and what this survey is revealing, spoiler alert, is, you know, a lot of people aren't involved and don't know anything about us, or know very little, or it's the same character, you know. So this, let's seize this opportunity to simplify and move forward in a very clear way so the community can engage more.
Point well taken.
Rodney?
I agree with that. I think less is more. I think it's gonna be easier in the outlook, and it just seems like fewer letters is a good thing.
Anyone else have a say on that? Okay, well, having heard all that, we will be taking this up on March 13th at our regular meeting. Daniel, I will turn it over to you.
All right, so we've got a veritable panoply of documents here. So there's a couple of things here. There's the resolution of application. No, I'm not sharing it. There's in this big pile of documents that we all have for all of the public to read. sorry about that. We've got a resolution of application. We've got the actual LAFCO application, which doesn't say too much exciting, and the plan for services. So the plan for services is basically stapling together what we already do as separate districts, since there isn't any change in there. So we can talk about that. And there's also the resolution of application, which includes sort of the terms and conditions that we're requesting from LAFCO. And an important clarification is that LAFCO has told us that if both districts adopt substantially similar resolutions, then LAFCO will approve whatever we ask for. While it is an application, if we're both doing it jointly, it's shall approve application, as long as we don't do anything illegal. So that's sort of the background on that. We have a lot of stuff. I know that there's board members who want to talk, and there's a bunch of members of the public, and I'm thrilled that you're all here. Would we like to start with the board, or would we like to start with the public? Okay, let's start with the board.
I'll just say I'm on the ad hoc committee for the KPPCSD along with President Spath. So I've been working on this for several months, and we have seen these documents several times, most of them. So I don't have really anything to question or add, to be honest. It's not now.
Yeah, I should clarify. This mostly codifies in legal version what was presented at the KPPCSD board meeting in January, at the KFPD board meeting in January. So a lot of the content has been seen by the board before, but now in fancy legal format with lawyers involved.
Sorry, I might be getting in the weeds a little bit. I just have some small, just sort of like, since it's a draft, you know, just clean it up, just any questions for one process. So are we aiming to approve this in our March 13th meeting, as provided we get to an agreement and understanding and all of that today, essentially? So it's obviously referring to us as the KCSD already. So that name change effect, we voted on it in our March 13th meeting first, and then it immediately the name change is valid and good, because we're referring to ourselves as KCSD in this document as well, approving the same night.
That's correct. Because what has to happen is that if we're going to apply to LAFCO to reorganize, and where we take over the services, we have to define who we are. And since we have agreed that we are going to change the name, so all the documentation going forward has to reflect that. So the first process, the first step in the process, is changing the name, and then the documents will reflect that new name change going forward.
I understand that part, but when does the name change take effect? Because can we...
As soon as we vote on it,
okay.
March 13th.
So, okay, perfect. Okay, that clear.
Yes?
I also have a few corrections or questions. Okay, the first one is on the resolution of application, the second page. So it says, whereas this proposal is not consistent with the spheres of influence of both KCSD and KFPD.
Oh, I think that's
it. That's not correct, right?
Yeah, that's a typo.
Yeah, that's a typo. So take out that not, please. It's later in the document. It says it is consistent with the spheres of influence. So yeah, we want it to be.
Let me apologize, because that is an older document, and that since been removed in its entirety, that whereas.
Okay.
So
okay.
The newer document will not reflect that.
Okay. And then I found a statement, no employees of KFPD will become employees of successor KCSD. So explain that one, please, to me.
Yes. So this is employee in the legal sense of employee. The fire district currently employs two part-time staff members, our general manager and our executive assistant slash board clerk. They will continue on as consultants in the combined district until, you know, providing transition services. And then the roles of general manager and board clerk in the new district will be fundamentally changed. So presumably we will also do a new search for those positions, to which, of course, they're eligible to apply if they would like. But legally, they aren't becoming employees of the new district. They're becoming consultants of the new district.
So then on the questionnaire for annexations, detachments, and reorganizations, there are two places where the answer to the question was put in a way that I think is confusing. So if you can look at number 10, agricultural land. Yeah, so it's under the questionnaire for annexations, number 10.
Yep, agricultural land. Yep, I see it.
And so the answer
it's on page
says
14 of the KFPD packet, if that helps.
Yeah, you guys have numbers on your packets. Congratulations. Our packet didn't have.
Yep, go for it, Cass.
Usually our packets do. But yeah, no page numbers this time. Anyway, yeah, so 10A, does the proposal area include any agricultural land as defined in government code, blah, 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 or prime agricultural land as defined in government code, blah, blah, blah? If so, please describe. And I would think the answer should say no, but it says yes, the proposed reorganization will not have any bearing on zoning or agricultural land designation. So I think that should say no.
We'll note that.
And then also on number 11, there's exactly the same kind of reply. 11A, open space yep. land, and it says, yes, the proposed reorganization will not have any bearing on open space land. So.
Noted. Yes.
Let me just say that should be checked. We don't know. I don't know the government code. And so it may appear to us that that's wrong, but we should just have the lawyers double check that. But you're right. If the answer is no, it shouldn't say yes.
Yes. And Jim, you wanted to jump in about one of Cass's other comments? Okay. Sorry. But Sarah did.
It's just a few other smaller things. 11B, I think the wording is a little confusing too. Wait, was that 11B?
Does the proposal have?
No, that was the wrong one. Then I was not. Okay, let's move on to 12C. Shouldn't the answer be no?
Can the proposal be expected to induce agricultural land changes?
No, I don't. I feel like I'm looking at a different version. I'm pulling directly from our website. 11C. Yes. No, I feel like I'm looking at a different. Okay, disregard me for now. Maybe 14? 14A. Okay, for the parcel population thing for 14A, describe the number and type of existing dwellings available upon request. Isn't that information we could easily provide from the jump?
It's just that enumerating all of the parcels and things in Kensington it's 2,200 roughly parcels, and
yeah.
It's just onerous to write that in a document. And if they want the list of 2,200 things, they can,
okay.
I think.
It's not like an already done document that we could just attach.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
Sorry, Sylvie, did you want to say something?
Describe the number and type. I guess if it needs exact, the answer would be more difficult. If it was just like, oh, there are this number of. I think it's fine to leave it. If this is not going to be a problem, then we should leave it. It's fine.
I should mention that I believe this was developed with assistance from. Oh, look, Mary's got her hand up. Sorry. Mary.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to add that a lot of this questionnaire, we followed a prior example. And so that answer was in a prior district's process. And because of the listing of information that we would have included, we kind of followed their lead.
Gotcha.
I don't want to monopolize. This is back to terms of service in the agreement. I had a question about, in that section, we talk about the standing committees of the KFPD being transferred over, including the Finance Committee and Emergency Preparedness. So if the KFPD's Finance Committee comes under this, will they then be the Finance Committee for all service areas within the new KCSD?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no separation of service within the district.
Okay.
And as a note, the committees in the combined district will have up to can have up to 5 members on them. So there'll be plenty of opportunity for everyone to be involved. Yeah, Sylvie?
I would also just note that under question 14 around population, questions B and C could be answered zero in every case, because many times if there is a consolidation or reorganization, there is an expansion of a service area. That is not the case here, other than one parcel that we're, so we could answer those with zeros if we wanted.
I'm not sure which B and C you meant, but.
Same question 14 around population.
Oh, gotcha.
Rick.
Excuse me, just for clarity, I think it's question 18.
Bonded indebtedness?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We're not, I was a little bit confused by this, so I just wanted some clarity. We're not changing boundaries with that one exception, but we do have bonded debt across the two districts in their entirety, correct?
That's my understanding, yeah.
So while we are not changing, this is a confusing compounded question, maybe clarity, we don't want to give the impression that we're trying to walk away from our existing bonded debt. So I think those answers might be yes, but I just wanted to raise it as a question.
Well, I think it might be, the thing is, I think it is no, because it's a double question, right? Do agencies whose boundaries are changing have bonded debt? And no agencies have boundaries changing, so.
Right, but one agency is effectively having 100% of its boundary eliminated. So fair, I just being clear on the concept that the
successor... We'll double check with the lawyers on that one.
Yes, thank you. That was my one question.
I would also suggest we check with Luann too, because this, as Mary had pointed out, a lot of this reflects a previous annexation, dissolution annexation procedure with the county fire district. So, and in that case, there was a boundary change in effect.
So this actually raises a point. We could do it as part of this meeting, but will staff have an opportunity to go through and just get a little preliminary feedback from LAFCO on the state of the report?
I think they already have.
Continue to.
Thanks.
Okay. Other things? Jim, I know you had some things.
So I have a number of comments. They, however, all relate to this resolution. It's item number 3.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 5-page document. This resolution starts out with a heading which refers to it as in connection with the Kensington Community Service District, which is the new name that is going to be applied to the combination of the two districts, as I understand it. However, it appears that this is a document which is being enacted by the current KPPCSD board. Am I mistaken in that? Because
there's two applications, one from us and one from them. And they're different resolutions.
Oh, so there are two resolutions.
And they're both in the packet.
So what I have, the only thing that I had in my packet was the one resolution, which had to do with the current KPPCSD board.
The one that I see in my packet starts resolution of application by the Board of Directors of the Kensington Fire Protection District requesting blah, 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 blah.
Rachel sent a second email that just had the KPPCSD resolution.
Ah, I see.
That replaced the first one. So there's a potential source of, you're missing the original, I believe.
They're fairly similar, so if you have a comment from that one, it's probably also besides the heading.
Well, we are talking here about a resolution that we are going to approve, which resolution is going to be, I assume, approved by all 10 of us.
We do actually each district separately.
There will be two separate ones.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That isn't indicated in what I had in my packet.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, we vote separately.
Okay, that may solve the question that I have there.
While you're, oh, sorry, go on.
I'm going to go to some other questions that I have.
Oh, go for it. Yeah.
We have a series of terms and conditions, and I would like to start with the terms and conditions item small b in parentheses. It's on the third page of your.
Okay, I assume it's maintenance of reserve accounts.
It's called the maintenance and reserve account.
Okay.
The maintenance and reserve account indicates that we are going to be setting aside money for two purposes. One is to have sufficient reserves to replace our emergency, to replace our fire equipment, our fire engines. And the other is to comply with our agreement with El Cerrito that we set aside 50% of the costs of our fire services, which I'm, of course, totally in agreement with. However, I think that it's rather, I would like to see this wording changed. The way, this is very awkward to do this when nobody has anything to really look at. The way it concludes on the 50% is it says that including a capital outlay reserve for future rolling stock purchase and an El Cerrito contract projected 50% reserve. I found that wording as an El Cerrito contract projecting 50% reserves is very awkward. I think that that should rather read that instead of that, say 50% of the estimated annual El Cerrito fire reserve contract would be a better way of wording it. That's all I'm suggesting there.
I think we can, I think the lawyers will be fine with that.
Say that?
I said, I think the lawyers will be fine with that.
However, now we go to something in addition to those two particular reserve accounts. One again for the El Cerrito contract and the other to have sufficient funds available to replace our fire equipment. And I think that in addition to maintaining a reserve account, we also need to be maintaining an account to meet our financial obligations, both as a fire district and as a police district. And those two concerns include the following. And I'll take the fire district first. The fire district, in the construction of the public safety building, took on a loan obligation for 25 years in the amount, I don't have the exact amount, but it comes in at approximately $141,000 annually over the next 25 years. And we have an obligation to make that $141,000 every year. And I think that we should put in something to that effect. And I'll come back with how I would like to see it worded in just a second. But first, want to go on to the other one, which is in connection with the KPPCSD. As we know, the KPPCSD took on an obligation several years ago to fully fund their obligations with sorry, I just drew a big one. Say it again. CalPERS. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Could be a number of things. Pension
obligation. All of you people need to understand that my memory loss forgets these names, so I apologize for that. Yes, CalPERS. We took on the obligation to pay off our obligations, which has turned out to be beneficial. However, we have this obligation. This is an obligation, and some of you on the board would know the exact amount, but my recollection is that that obligation is something on the order of $300,000 to $400,000 annually to pay off that obligation. And what I'm wondering is, shouldn't we also include under this item B, that the maintenance of financial obligations would include the KPPCSD shall maintain annual set asides for financial obligations of existing loans. That's what I'm asking.
I see. So to clarify, this section is about the reserve accounts. So these are the reserve accounts that the KFPD already has. And we're saying that the combined district will continue to have those same reserve accounts.
Okay.
Debts like that we owe every year are contracted. So this automatically get transferred. So like the fact that we owe $141,000 a year for the PSB is...
You don't think that it's necessary to put that in?
No, because it's already in there because the contract, all of our contracts and liabilities transfer. We already have this liability, so the liability, there's not discretionary. The reserve accounts are discretionary. Well, except for the El Cerrito one.
Okay.
That was part of my interest in the previous comment that I made, is just making sure that we are accepting bonded, and I think contractual... Right. Contractual obligations are essentially carried.
Well, that is the whole purpose.
Say that again.
Purpose is that the KPPCSD, which will be the KCSD.
On your thing.
Sorry. The new KCSD will take on all those obligations that the fire district presently has, in addition to maintaining our own obligation, particularly with regard to the pension obligation bond payout.
Yeah, to be clear, it is written in the in item one. It says all rights, responsibilities, properties, contracts, assets, and liabilities and functions of the Kensington Fire Protection District are to be transferred to the Kensington Community Services District as the successor to the Kensington Fire Protection District. So we do explicitly say like the assets and liabilities transfer, so.
I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to accept that we then don't make any further clarification, except for the fact that I just want to point out that it is important that we have money set aside to meet those obligations, that's all I'm saying. And that's why I thought it might be beneficial to have it.
Gotcha.
Agreement, but if people are comfortable with the way it's worded, it's not a big thing with me. Can we go on to right below that is this number C, which is employees. And it says no employees of the Kensington Fire Protection District will become employees of the successor KCSD. And I thought I heard earlier here in the discussion that only applied to it, that did not apply to the current general manager, so that our general manager is not included in that.
Yeah, Mary and Rachel will continue as consultants in the combined district as opposed to employees.
Okay, so they will be consultants.
Yes.
As opposed to employees.
Yeah.
Okay. And
they'll be serving in that transition period, but the GM role and the board clerk role will be changing, so we're going to have to apply, get new applications for them anyway.
Where this gets very confusing, in my opinion, is that when we had Dimitri take a look at the advantages of consolidation, okay, he put together a list of employees that would be required to handle a joint district, and that those list of employees did not include extra consultant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is only for the transition. This is not for the long term.
Say that again.
This is only for the transition. We're going to hire a new general manager and a new board clerk, full-time positions, which neither of the district's general manager nor board clerk are currently full-time positions. So we're going to recruitment. Thank you. We're going to do a recruitment for that. And so in the meantime, we'll have two.
Correct.
Yes, or one plus a consultant.
So now you get to the next thing, which is not clear in the process that we are going to use here, which is that we're going to move forward with this, and upon obtaining a permanent general manager, we will not have reason to continue to have this arrangement that we've just been talking.
Exactly.
I understand that. If in fact, and it is almost assumed that that arrangement with a new general manager will occur on September 1 of, or some time in close proximity to that, and yet we have not even started the process of seeking out how we are going to obtain a general manager, and the possible ramifications that are going to arise from looking for a new general manager. Because now we come to another thing, which is still totally not clear to me. When Dimitri put together his analysis of the combined two districts, it was assumed that we would have a general manager who would not have CalPERS requirements. And I don't think that the ability to obtain a general manager without CalPERS requirements is going to be as easy as we would hope it would be. If it is, then of course we should move forward based upon the numbers that were assumed in Dimitri's analysis. But if in fact we do find that it's very difficult to find a new full-time general manager, almost all of which general managers receive CalPERS benefits, could become extremely difficult. And the possibility of having to include CalPERS benefits would significantly add to the cost of having a full-time general manager. I just want to get some comments back from the board on their thoughts about that.
Sarah?
I was just going to say we discussed this, I'm not sure which meeting, when we went over the Dimitri presentation several times. It, of course, is a possibility, but there are people who are not in the CalPERS system. There are people who come in from other agencies that are not part of CalPERS. We could choose to offer a retirement benefit outside of the CalPERS system. So there's ways to mitigate for that. And the fact of the matter is we just don't know. And the structure that was proposed that we have accepted by accepting Dimitri's report is how we're going to proceed. And we're going to do the best we can. And of course, you know, we're going to have to deal with what comes down the road when it comes down the road. But there's nothing we can do about that now until we affect the reorganization and begin that process. I'm not overly concerned. And in fact, one of the reasons we think that combining is going to be beneficial is that we have, and I know this very well from our side, and I think some of you know it from your side, it is extremely difficult to recruit and retain a part-time general manager. There are general managers who may have retired out of the CalPERS system who would take this position. You just don't know. And so we've gone forward based on a series of assumptions, and I think today is not the time to relitigate those assumptions. It's not really the purpose of the meeting or the questions before us. I think we're going to have to, you know, we've made a decision and move forward. A lot of things to be concerned about these days. You just don't know.
Sarah?
I would just say to echo a bit what Sylvia said, you know, our board has made very clear that our intent and clear preference will always be to not have CalPERS, and but can't see into the future. I will say we're not really highlighting one of the key barriers to hiring anyone is the lack of certainty about what's happening with our districts separately or together, and a bit of the turmoil and reputation of Kensington, and we have an opportunity to address all of that. And then once that certainty is established and the boards are together, then it's the work of the new board to start that in earnest. We couldn't begin, obviously, that recruitment process until this is all done. So we have an intention, a hope, at least from our side, I would understand from yours, and it's clearly to Kensington's benefit to save costs in this way. But I think we'll have a much better chance to hire a good permanent person full-time with the certainty that this reorganization will give.
Sorry. Oh, Cass, yeah.
So I've already mentioned to both our, the KPPCSD's interim general manager, David Aranda, and to Mary Morris Mayorga, who is the general manager of the fire board, that I personally would love if they both, this is me proposing something different, I would love if they both continued in a part-time capacity somehow, because then we have redundancy. Something happens to one general manager, we have another, you know, backup person who's, you know, right in the mix of everything. They're both great. They're both really smart. They both dived into consolidation, which you know, imagine being a general manager and being asked to consolidate with another board. And they're both just so gung-ho and so smart. And, you know, they've figured this all out so well. So my personal opinion is maybe we end up with a, you know, a consultant and a part-time general manager. I just think we'll play it by ear. We'll figure it out. We're also going to have other new positions in the district. We're going to have an HR and finance manager. We're going to have a public safety coordinator. And this is because we're saving money by consolidating. So now we have professional people working in great positions that are going to benefit us so much. That is a really good reason for reorganization. Those people are also redundancies under the manager. You know, if we end up with one general manager, they can also fill in if that person were gone. But I kind of think we're going to see what happens. We're going to play it by ear. But maybe you guys can join me in encouraging David and Mary to stick around.
I just want to jump in to remind us all that employment decisions for the new hypothetical district aren't part of the terms and conditions for our application. So we can definitely talk a lot about this topic, but I want to also get to the public who are patiently waiting.
I understand. I am not asking for modifications. I am simply suggesting that there could be some complications. That's all I am talking about. Mm-hmm. I think Sylvia and all of you have raised some very good points. I absolutely agree. There's going to have to be some give and take probably going forward. I do, however, Kaz, think that the ability of maintaining our two current general managers gets a little dicey because both of those can only work 960 hours.
I just want to raise a point of order that I think we're straying from our agenda, and we should not discuss things that are not pertinent and directly on the agenda, right?
I'd like to go down to item H on that list. It's the standing committees.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine the way it's proposed, but I also want to point out that our current Fire Protection District also has an ad hoc committee. And that ad hoc committee is working on something which I consider to be probably the most important issue facing our two boards, which is the protection of our community against fires possibly coming out of Tilden Park, and the ability of emergency access vehicles to reach the park in the event of those fires. And so while we do have two standing committees, our fire board does have an ad hoc committee. And I just want to know how it is that you would propose to handle that.
Yeah, ad hoc committees can be just created, poof, by the president saying, we have an ad hoc committee now. The standing committees are like built into the board policies. So when we combine, we just say, poof, that ad hoc committee still exists. So the reason why these particular committees are called out is because they're literally in our board policies that we will always have these committees, and so that's why they're there.
That's not important. My last comment has to do with the organizational structure and bylaws. It's item paren M on that list. It refers to the, it's very short, so I'll read it to you. Organizational structure and bylaws. I think this was something which Dave added at my request. But this is not quite the way I was hoping that it would be done. The way it's currently worded is that organizational structure and bylaws underlined, then paragraph, then sentence. Upon reorganization, KCSD's board of directors shall adopt a mission statement and objectives as part of its organizational structure or bylaws. I happen to believe that the mission statement and the organizational structure are perhaps the most important things that the combination of the two boards should be thinking about. It just so happens that the fire board has their own mission statement, organizational structure, whereas the KPPCSD does not have such an arrangement. But as so named, okay. And I would like to modify this to say that that the organizational structure shall be revised. Got to start with
Jim. Can I jump in really briefly? So this was another thing that differed between our resolution and their resolution, and I advocated specifically for this because of exactly I think what you're saying. So the what it says in the fire district's version of it is most of it's the same. The KCSD board of directors shall include a mission statement and objective that reflect the addition of fire protection, rescue, hazardous material, emergency response, emergency medical response, and other services to be provided by the community services district. Because I agree that what was written there originally was unduly vague. And I think that your comment in our meeting, and I wanted to make sure that was appropriately honored, is the whole point is to get the fire protection things and the emergency services things enshrined in the mission and objectives of the combined district. Sorry.
Let me just add, I've spoken to Daniel about this as well. I think that's our statement in the resolution, as Daniel has articulated. Your resolution is much broader with regard to recognizing the fire services, emergency medical services part of it. Since we have our mission statement doesn't speak to any of our services that we provide right now. So my thought would be that we reflect the updating of the mission statement to begin with that would include a recognition of both the services that we presently provide and the new services in the way of fire service and emergency medical services going forward. So I wholeheartedly agree with what you're saying, Jim, but I think it can be reworded such that the new board would take it upon itself to revise the complete mission statement, as opposed to just adding to what is a very, I think, unclear mission statement that the police district has presently. And that mission statement goes back to 2009. So. Long story being short, yes, I agree we should update it. And we can, I think, craft some language to reflect that.
Yeah. So I don't know if that directly answered your question, but I was assuming that's where you were going because I felt the same way when I read the original.
I've just had a chance to look at it, of course, and I might prefer to see it reworded somewhat differently, but I think we're going to be talking about this again at a meeting.
I mean, do you have a proposed wording off the top of your head? You don't have to.
I do, it'd be very hard to give it to you verbally here and expect you to accept it. Let
me just say that I would prefer that we adopt resolutions that allow a combined board to work together to accomplish that objective. I agree that we need to be very clear about what the new district's mission is. It includes the police, fire, emergency medical, and park, and solid waste services. And it would be not the best use of any board's time to try to wordsmith this and force it into a resolution. What the resolution says is we will do this as a combined district. And I think we will do it. And I think we all agree that the intent and the reason we should do it is what you stated. So that would be my suggestion.
Okay. Oh, Cass.
Yeah, when I read item M, I just immediately thought, oh, yes, that means that as soon as we reorganize, we put on our list of things to do, recrafting a mission statement and objectives together.
Do you have more?
I'll wait until our next meeting. I may want to comment on what it is that you have here, that's all.
No problem.
Do I have any? I just have one other thing.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, but I cannot tell you exactly where it occurs within this document that we've seen, but you may recall that there's a section there that talks about the possible locations for a new police department. And it references three or four. It does not include a possibility which I think should also be considered, which is the possibility of possibly relocating the police department adjacent to the current public safety building in the vacant home that is to the south of that building. So I just wanted to point out that I think that that might be another possibility that should be included.
Yeah, so to clarify, this is part of the plan for services. It's directly lifted from the fiscal analysis that we did, and those were the four key alternatives that were considered in the fiscal analysis. So that's on page 37 in the KFPD packet. That is not an exhaustive list. That's not an exhaustive list. It's just you want to indicate where your planned infrastructure improvements are going to be, and obviously the...
It sounded like those were the only possibilities.
It just says four key alternatives that the new board may evaluate.
Okay.
So we can add new ones.
Yeah. So those are my questions.
I second adding that to the list just for investigation.
Are there other board? I would really love to get to the public.
Not the best timing to do it, but I do have a number of sort of like small nitty gritty document stuff to go through. Is it better to let them?
Is it something that like the board needs to discuss, or is it like, oh, there's a typo here, we can just send it to the manager?
Just for clarification and just general. I mean, I don't
know. Yeah, go for it.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Go for it.
Page 25, the second sentence under the Kensington Community Services District doesn't mention recreation as one of the services we provide. And just in general, recreation isn't called out a lot, and it is a separate. It just says in the police protection, waste collection, and park services, but not recreation. And we say separately, recreation is distinct from park.
Speaking about the plan for service, is that
what you... Yeah, it's page 25 of the...
It's this. It looks like this. It's the structure of the KPPCSD, as well as a description of the district.
Yeah, and in the description of the district, it doesn't mention that we provide recreational services.
Well, we don't. We actually contract for them. Well,
so do we with waste. So do we with other things. So do we, you know, they with fire. It doesn't mean we're not providing and responsible for them, which we are. And we can always do stuff in addition to what the KCC is doing. So recreation should be called out.
We'll double check with the lawyers on that. The CSD law enumerates a list of powers that CSDs can have, and they separately list park services and recreation services. So we should just clarify
Well, in 1955, we added park and rec.
Is park and rec.
At least it said in these documents, so.
Okay. Let me just add that under the community service district heading in this document, we do list the different services we provide, including parks and recreation services.
Yeah, but in other places, when it lists, like as in here, it doesn't include Lupin Recreation as in the first sentence in that paragraph. It's just confusing because people are like, well, why are you mentioning it here? Why are you not mentioning it there? If
gotcha. We're going
to be really clean and consistent.
We should clarify that.
Thank you.
Okay. And then a question about our boundaries. So I know that our current boundary includes the EB Mud property. So when the fire, assume fire services, will we provide fire services to that part of the parcel? Or
yeah. The short answer is yes. The long answer is we already are doing that anyway because we have a mutual aid agreement with Contra Costa Fire, who's officially on the hook for that right now. So we were already providing that service, so we still will.
Okay, great. And then on page 26, it refers to our 10-acre park. I thought it was 8 acres, just a small thing. I don't know if it matters. I've always heard 8, but anyhow, moving on. On page 26, under the parks and recreation section, it refers to our 10-acre park we own. I always heard it was 8, but again,
to
I
clarify.
Think it's important, these little, page 27, I was surprised to know the county's also technically responsible for waste management, but whatever, we do it. But for the, there's also, it says we have a solid waste coordinating committee.
You're talking about the county and ourselves and Bayview as part of a coordinating committee? Yes. That's under the existing contract that we have.
So we have one. Yeah. So that's considered the committee. Okay, good to know. Shouldn't know that. I guess on page 28, just a clarifying question, it mentions that Kensington is also within the sphere of influence of El Cerrito.
Yep.
Is that because of the El Cerrito contract for fire?
I think it's just because they're a big city in the next us.
But so we're also within Albany's and Berkeley's and.
Well, they're in a different county.
Oh, so same county, right? Okay, got it. Yeah, just a typo on page 32 under facilities. It says KFPD plus. On page 32, and I'm looking at the, it's not the combined board packet numbering.
That's my.
I know. Yeah, let me. But under facilities, the second full sentence says the KFPD T. Sorry.
Ah, yes.
And it refers to public safety building as public safety building, not the fire station 65, which it's referred to earlier, whatever it's called. I don't know.
We'll double check and make sure that we
got that. I just don't, I mean, this is the legal brain working. I don't want to throw anything off because things are inconsistent elsewhere in the document. Page 33, which would be the section under, I guess it would be the second full paragraph where it talks about services. Again, it leaves out recreation. I'm not seeing that immediately, so I can flag that later for someone. I don't know. And then page 35 in this document talks about public outreach. And I just think this would be a good place. It calls out the FireWise community groups and the community, the things that are happening, I think, kind of largely from the fire's perspective already, which is great. And you guys do a way better job than we do in terms of your website and your social media and all of that. And so I just think it would be nice to sort of call out as the sort of combined entity, just a more robust community outreach through various media, you know, it certainly would take our, you know, our side of the services up a notch as a combined. And I just kind of wanted to highlight that somewhere.
Okay.
And page 38 doesn't mention park or recreation again. And let me see that. Okay. It was the second to last paragraph of the whole, on What is page 38 under?
I mean, we can just control F for park and make sure it says Parks and Rec everywhere.
Operations, but it just talks about the services and supplies expenses include operating expenses and repairs and things for just police and fire. It doesn't really talk about all the other services.
I see. Okay.
Okay, sorry.
We can talk more as a board, but I would love to get to the public. Public. So actually, because this is a lovely wireless microphone, other than make everyone march up here, would anyone like to participate? Oh, here we go.
I'll be on the screen here. So I just have a couple questions. It's more probably process after this approval of the application. Two questions. One is about the boundaries of the two districts not being completely contiguous. Is that something that LAFCO will ultimately decide to resolve? And then my second question is regarding, this is an application, then there is a resolution that LAFCO will prepare, which is the actual reorganization. So maybe about the timing of that process and how the boards will interact with LAFCO on the development of that resolution.
Sure. So the key, I'll do the second part first because you just finished with it. So LAFCO is going to basically make a packet. Luanne Teixeira is going to make a packet of our application and any other findings that she thinks is relevant to tell the LAFCO commission, which is a bunch of people. And it would also, most importantly, includes the tax transfer agreement. So we can say, just move all the money from the fire district to the combined district. But that actually gets approved by the county board of supervisors. So that LAFCO packet will also include the note from the county board of supervisors that says, yep, you keep all your taxes. If anything were to change in that, the board gets to respond and we could withdraw our application at that time. If anything strange happened in that packet, we don't anticipate that. So that's how the board interacts with that LAFCO packet. And then there'll be a LAFCO meeting where they vote on that packet, and that'll be noticed 21 days in advance, so you'll have plenty of advanced warning. The packet will be out at least 5 days in advance. What was the first part of the question? Oh, boundaries. Yeah, so since the KCSD is what we're folding into, and the KCSD is already bigger, there's just no anything. Since the fire district is the smaller one and it's the one that's going away, it doesn't matter.
Let me also just add that we at the police district have to exercise what is called our latent powers, so that we can take over the responsibility of the fire services. So we will be holding a public hearing because we were required by law to do that, and that will happen prior to our regular meeting on the 13th of March. So we have two meetings actually on the 13th to deal with this issue. And we're also required to put a notice in a major newspaper, which we did, with regard to that public hearing. So.
Yes,
I'll make one other comment. With regard to what Daniel said, LAFCO and the executive director will put together their own terms and conditions, which presumably will mirror our terms and conditions for the commission to vote on.
Yes, well, thank you for all this work. We've all come a long way, and it's really refreshing that we've actually arrived here, even though it's taken many, many years from many, many people. I just wanted to follow up real briefly on a detail that Sarah Goff mentioned, which is the property of the district. It mentions the park, but it does not mention the little Elsie Nielsen corner that is also property ownership, and it probably should be listed there.
Thanks. Rachel's got you.
Hi. Thanks very much for going through all this trouble. I just wanted to emphasize, I know there's a lot of questions about defining the way in which we're going to operate going forward. But that board that comes about as a result of the consolidation will have the prerogative to change anything that is within your purview. You cannot write the script. And so we are comfortable with putting these two districts together. We will empower a board, we will vote on it, and we'll go forward. But fearing it in advance and trying to restrict people in one way or another to act in the future is not in our best interest at this time. It's just getting in our way of going forward.
Anyone else want to jump in, participate? Clearly, we love talking a lot, so. Anyone online? Oh, we can tell there are 15 attendees online. Yeah, clearly we talk too much. Oh, yes, I was wondering. I was going to say David's iPhone. anyone else? I mean, we can revisit later. I mean, we're going to be a little loose about this since it's nominally a town hall. But in the meantime, are there any other board things that anyone wants to bring up that we didn't already discuss?
I would like to just reiterate and support what Linda Lipscomb said. We have spent a lot of time on these documents. These are based on studies and documents that we have both commissioned and agreed on. And so I think this is the basis of what we are working from. And I would caution against making changes to our base documents too much or at all.
Well, that said, let's just do a little bit. By that said, I mean, that's us all talking about this item, unless there's anyone else who wants to talk about this item, public. This is your chance.
Response to something that you just said. I'm Lori Schumacher, 34-year resident of Kensington. I'm astonished to say that, but I want to say thank you and congratulations for getting here. It's been a long decades in coming, but I don't understand some of the language that you use, like base documents. I don't really understand the issue with recreation not being included. I only want to say that recreation is very important in this community. So if in the base document it is excluded, you can expect it will come back to whatever board is constituted here. There are issues that are important here that will come back to you.
Thank you very much. As we mentioned, next steps for the LAFCO process, but what are the next steps here in Kensington? So we're going to take all of these comments and your comments back to the district's legal counsel and general managers, and they will incorporate the feedback. We're going to bring these items back to both districts' regular meetings. So that's March 13th for the KPP-CSD, 7 p.m. here in the Kensington Community Center, and the KFPD meeting on March 19th, also at 7 p.m. And that's where we'll do an actual vote on these items. So hopefully we'll have worked through some of these issues by then, and that'll go smoothly. That's another opportunity. If you have something that jumps into your mind between now and then, please feel free to attend those meetings and make a public comment at that time. So once we make those applications, the resolutions, and we send the application to LAFCO, LAFCO will do its part of it, which involves reaching out to the county and confirming things about the property tax transfer and whatnot. And then there'll be a LAFCO hearing scheduled. And as I mentioned, you'll get 21 days notice of that scheduling. So there'll be plenty of time for further comment there. And I think that's the main key factors we want to get through. Thank you everyone for coming out on Saturday morning. Oh, Cass, you got it.
I want to just say a huge thank you to Daniel Levine and David Spath and Sylvia Hassai and Larry Nagel, who did a lot of the work. I know Larry's gone, but he was.
And Rick.
Rick Artis. I didn't know who took Larry Nagel's place. Thank you, Rick, for doing most of the work to make this happen, which is huge. and I really thank you.
Well, and in that spirit, I would also like to thank our district's general managers who have done a ton of work. At one point when we first started into this, Dave and I were like, oh, we have to write all these documents. And then the district managers were like, no, 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 we can do that. That was great. And also especially to our executive assistant, Rachel, I said a bunch of things like, I think it should say something like this. And you turned it into like actual good writing. So thank you for that.
I would like to also thank Lauren Teixeira, who's sort of given us the blueprint for doing this. And also, if the board members who have had these comments, if you would send them to the respective general managers, I think that would be helpful.
Yeah, we can go through the recording, but probably if you have it written down, it'll be easier.
I'd rather have you send them in written form than listening to them. I also mentioned, as I did before, that we have this public hearing on the 13th as well, that will consider the exercising of our latent powers to take over fire service. So if you're interested in coming to that, I'm happy to see you as well.
Great. With that, we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Put it right, it's like you're gonna have to go.